Another Holocaust promotion riddled with lies. Quote, but Irina Sendler was on a mission. She was going to plead with the anguished parents of a six-month-old child. Both parents knew that sooner or later they'd be transported to the horrific death camp at Treblinka, where they would be exterminated as part of Hitler's final solution. But for them it was still an agonizing choice to hand over their beloved baby to a stranger. Another Holocaust promotion riddled with lies. I submit that once you even start glimpsing the real truth, not the melodrama, you can never unsee it anymore. The fact is that these opportunist interloper Khazarian pretend Jews lie all the time, pathologically, without shame or scruple. They don't care if some wild and lurid Holocaust claim has been soundly debunked a million times already. Treblinka was not a horrific death camp. It was a work camp. They bent over backwards to keep their workers alive. The final solution was not kill all the Jews. It was move them away, anywhere, just away, Madagascar, Palestine, anywhere but Germany. But as long as there are goyim, useful idiots, willing to believe it, swallow their pap, happy clappies, Bible belters, Schofield lightweights, hey-ho, play it again, Mordecai. This Daily Whale article follows a well-worn path. Firstly, it presents the Holocaust as a purported, universally established fact that doesn't need explaining to anybody, except evildoers and unspeakable Nazis, of course. If you look for it, you'll always spot that applied fake tone of utter certainty. You see it on Gab as well, the desired implication being that any right-thinking, moral person is, of course, fully in agreement with the Daily Mail's version of the Holocaust. Well, guess what? Millions of us, millions upon millions of us, are not in agreement, and that number is growing daily. Their Holocaust is a pack of lies, but with their near total control of the laughably misnamed mainstream media, the interloper pretend Jews can bullhorn propagandize to their black heart's content. That's one aspect. Remember, it's not the MSM, there is nothing mainstream about it. It's terribly biased propaganda. It's the JSMM, Jewstream mess media, messing with your head. Another aspect is that the opportunist interloper fake Jews really don't care if you read the article or not. There are three possibilities, right? A, you read it and meekly agree. That's cool with them, hooray. B, but most people will shudder and hurriedly pass on by. They are sick to the back teeth of the endless Holocaust thing. They may have had it rammed down their throats at school, been taken to compulsory Holocaust exhibits, been forced to listen to hours of Holocaust survivor tales, many of whom have been unmasked as total fakes, by the way. The end result, just like Pavlov's dogs, the bell rings, people see, hear Holocaust and don't exactly start slobbering, but just switch off. Move on quickly. As far as the Khazarian interlopers are concerned, the guys with little to zero Semite blood in their cruel veins, that is fine also, maybe even better. Hooray, hooray! After all, it guarantees that people in Category B will never ask questions, do any independent research, or harbour any doubts, and never criticise Jews, Israel, their usurious banking, their politics, their ADL, their APAC, their eternal wars, and their billions in reparations and aid from American and European taxpayers. The third category? Well, that's us. To those in Category B, I would respectfully point out that I sympathise with your frustration. But the Holocaust is being leveraged today to rob you and your people of billions. It has also been used to stifle any and all legitimate, way overdue criticism of interloper fake Jews, the Federal Reserve, owned by a cozy clique of Kazarian bankers, the epic corruption in politics, and endless, super profitable, financing of both sides of every war for centuries. You can't pretend you care about your children and their future and just keep on hurrying by. A final point is that it's just amazing how many Bible Belters have modestly self-assumed prominent positions sitting at the right hand of God. It's getting really crowded there. I had one just the other day promising me that unless I immediately agreed that Hitler had murdered and displaced millions of poor Jews, God would rain hell, fire and damnation down upon my little Irish head. The fact that I was kind of laughing at him didn't please him and he stormed off in a huff. There goes a typical example of boomer conceit. I can guarantee you that he knows next to nothing of World War II history and nothing of what the Talmud all says about Jesus Christ. It's pretty vile as it goes. I submit that many American churches, especially the evangelicals, have not only not served their people well, they have cruelly misled and deceived them.